Greetings. Hallelujah.
感谢神，哈利路亚。在神里面向你们how to say? I say, 祝你们同在。Salam alaikum.
I want to bring greetings from the church in Afghanistan. Salam alaikum. God's peace upon you.
Okay, here I like,那今天现在我想教大家一句话，就是Salam alaikum， 这是穆斯林见面的时候打招呼的意思，是主的平安与你们同在。Okay, everybody say Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. Yeah, 主的平安与你们同在。
Now, this is the first time my wife has translated for me, so I'm a little bit worried about it.
哇，这是我的太太第一次为我翻译，我有点担忧，因为我有时候会抢她的话。
Again, I want to begin by telling how I was saved, what happened to me. I was in Texas working on a ranch, and this one man kept witnessing to me every day to the point that I began to hide from him.
我得救的，我想给大家介绍一下我得救的经过见证，就是我从前在Texas 的一个牧场工作的时候呢，有位基督徒一直向我传福音，以至于我都想躲开他。
And I kept telling him that I was already saved because I had John 3:16 memorized, and I kept quoting that verse to myself every day. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.That whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
然后我就对他说，我已经得救了，因为我把那个圣经约翰福音的第三章第十六节已经印在脑子里面了，我天天都在那里背诵，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们能够得救。
Through this entire time, knowing the verse wasn't getting me saved, and the Holy Spirit kept telling me that I was lost.
但是那个圣灵一直在我的心里面提醒我说我是没有得救。
And so one day on the back of the ranch, as the Holy Spirit dealt with me again, and it was telling me I was lost, I just stopped the car, the pickup, and I said, God, I give up.
有一天圣灵那样子的在我的里面动工，以至于我就半当中就把车停下来了，然后我向神哭叫说我放弃我自己。
And so I decided to make a deal with the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I said, I'll give everything for you if you'll give everything for me. And little did I know that's what he wants anyway.
他说那我神啊，我跟你做个那个 deal， 做个 deal， 也、yeah, 就是一个好像一个买卖一样的。然后他说我把我的一切都交给你神啊、因为你已经把你自己都交给了我。
And as I sat there, the presence of the Lord came in the pickup.And I just sat there and I cried and I knew that I was born again.
当我说了这句话之后，圣灵就充满了整个的车子，然后我都不能够自已，就一直在那边哭泣。
And that was the beginning of my journey and following the Lord.
这就是我在神就是信靠神的开始的开始。Yeah.
It wasn't long after that one day as I was driving and praying, that I just had kind of like a picture in front of me. And it was a picture of a multitude of people saying, no one told me. Nobody told me. And they were all headed to hell.
然后有一天神的圣灵就给我看到了一个画面。在这个画面的里面就是在一条道路上很多人都在那里走。他们一边走一边摇头说我没有人给我们讲主的信息，他们走的方向就是走向地狱。
It just broke my heart. I just was crying again. It seemed like all I do and did then was just cry, cry, cry.
然后我在神的里面就一直因着这个这个画面就一直在神的里面在哭泣。
And we think, what does this have to do with missions to Afghanistan or missions to Muslims or missions to the rest of the world?
我那时候都不知道这个神给我的画面跟这个宣教啊或者是到阿富汗宣教有什么的联系，我那时候都不知道。
I mean, we see in the Great Commission it says, go and make disciples.
在马太福音的最后一章里面神说那个大使命说去向地级传我的福音使众人做我的门徒。
We know that Jesus came because he loved us.
耶稣来到这地上因为他爱我们。
What I was experiencing here, if any of you have been divorced, if any of you have lost a child or husband or wife in death, you know kind of what I was experiencing. God was letting me experience through these things his broken heart for the Muslims.
在座的可能有人会失去他的妻子，或者是曾经失去心爱当中的心爱的人，孩子或者是妻子，我就看到的是那种疼痛，就像是在天父心里面的那种疼痛，他那种疼痛，对那个在这普世失丧的人的那种揪心的疼痛，也是对那个穆斯林的，因为他爱他们。
Islam actually stands for I should love all Muslims.
ISLAM. Islam 大家都知道是穆斯林的这个应该是 ISLAM. Yeah.
I should love all Muslims.
Okay.这个呢是 ISLAM I should love all Muslims. Can we all say that? I should love all Muslims. 哦、oh, 对不起。这个我要说中文。这个的意思就是穆斯林的这个字母啊，然后我们可以说成是我们应该爱所有的穆斯林。
You know, we always see on TV is these pictures of them bombing buildings, of them killing people. Even now, there's some Koreans that are kidnapped in Afghanistan.
我们经常会在电视上看到那个发生在穆斯林国家的这个轰炸，还有这个伤亡的这个人民战争，还有
I told you it'd be hard to translate with her. anyway, there's 22 Koreans held captive by Muslims.
就是在今日在阿富汗这个国家有23名南朝鲜的基督徒被绑架。我加上一句，就是我看过那照片，他们都非常的年轻，都是二三十岁的，有18名是女的，5名是男子。
Jesus said he came to set the captives free.
耶稣说他来是让那些被捆绑的得释放。
The reality of this is that the Koreans are held captive, but the truth is the Taliban are really the captives. They are not free.
对，如果我们从肉眼看呢，是南朝鲜人是被捆绑、被拘押的。但是我们从属灵的眼睛来看呢，我们看到的是，塔利班人是真正被捆绑的，他们是被恶势力捆绑的。
Jesus came to set the captives free, not only in the natural but in the spiritual. The Taliban, they're captive.They're captive to Islam. They're captive to the lies from Satan. It is an evil religion, but the people are wonderful.
塔利班他们是被这个伊斯兰教所捆绑，是被恶势力所捆绑。 但是他们的人是神所爱的，他们的灵魂。
It can only be the providence of God that we have a South Korean brother here. That I would speak about Muslims today, and he is Korean. It can only be in the providence of God that he has arranged this.
Yeah. 我们今天来讲到，昨天呢，来到欧华的家中，知道说是有南朝鲜的弟兄在这边。我们真是感谢神有这样，神做这样奇妙的安排。因为，我们，就是我们要到阿富汗，我们要传讲是阿富汗，然后他们这边是南朝鲜，神会做这样奇妙的安排。
God's heart is broken. It's broken that we don't love Muslims. It's broken that we don't go to them. And so they come here and they destroy our buildings and they kill people here because we have not gone to them.
神对穆斯林的心是这样的疼痛，他如果我们不去宣教，我们不到他们里面去，他们就会过来。911已经发生了，那他们就会过来，他们要在这个全世界要让伊斯兰统治全世界。
I could talk up here for hours on what they believe and what they don't believe. But that does no good. The point of the matter is our heart.
我可以在这边能够花很多的时间跟你们讲，这个穆斯林他们是从哪里来，他们的信仰从哪里来，然后他们信他们到底信的是什么，但是最重要的是，我们要有对他们要激发一种爱心，就是神的心，把神的心给我们。
It's all about God's kingdom expanding and growing. He says, "My ways are not your ways."
这所有的一切都是我们所要做的所有的一切都是关注于神的国度怎样在穆斯林的世界当中能够扩展开去。
I met a Korean brother this week from Afghanistan, and he told me that as he is praying for these prisoners, the Lord spoke to him, "My ways are not your ways."
我们刚刚去了一个会议，是在俄亥俄州，这个会议叫就是关切阿富汗国家的基督徒。在这个会议上，我们遇见了一些的南朝鲜的基督徒。他们说，神对他们说，我的道路是高过你们的道路。
These Koreans are great brothers for the Lord. They're great missionaries. They have been there discipling Muslims that have come to Jesus.
南朝鲜的弟兄姐妹，基督徒是委身的基督徒，他们是非常勇敢，在这23位基督徒在阿富汗就是栽培当地的那个穆斯林背景的基督徒，从穆斯林转回基督徒的这样子的信仰信believers。
I've met a man that in the last 2 years has created a house church in Afghanistan with 60 followers of Jesus from a Muslim background.
在阿富汗很多的消息是关于塔利班恐怖组织，但是我们从这个会议当中知道说神的国度已经在阿富汗拓展，因为有一位阿富汗的弟兄到了美国之后信主之后，他回到了阿富汗，在那边仅仅两年就有60名穆斯林背景的这个阿富汗人信靠主耶稣。
He was living in America, very prosperous man, and he gave up everything to go to Afghanistan and follow Jesus and witness to Afghans.
他在美国的时候他是搞市政设计的，他非常的有钱，但是他感受到神的呼召之后，他放弃了所有的一切，他说，神，我要回去，我愿意为你放弃一切。
As we were singing the hymn this morning, I was thinking of how Jesus came from heaven to earth. And how the words of the hymn says, "I have done this for you. What have you done for me?"
当我听到我们大家一起唱的赞美诗当中所说的，耶稣说，我为你舍一切，你为我 他说神啊你为我舍一切我当为你舍什么
I was thinking of the Moravian missionaries who sold themselves into slavery so that they could take the gospel to some islands that the only way in was if you were a slave
我想到是在历史上曾经有位宣教士他自愿把自己卖成奴隶能够进入到宣教工厂
I was thinking of Jim Elliot who died taking the gospel to South America Jim Elliot
我想到是 Jim Elliot 他怎么样啊？将神的福音传到
South Africa、
mm-hmm. 南非洲非洲南部
He said, He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
他说到他不是一个就是傻子他放弃了所有的一切他得到how to say that? 得到的是在神里面的所有。
At our church in California, we say, you can't take it with you. Send it ahead.
我们在加州的教会说你所有的一切你都不能够拥有的你就会到地狱去。
You know, as we witness to Muslims, as we go around the world, as they come here, remember, it's not against the people. For we battle not against flesh and blood.But against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness in high places.
Yeah, 当我想到说是在对穆斯林的宣教的时候，我想到说我们所征战的是不是跟肉体征战，我们是跟那个天空属灵的恶者所征战。
That what actually happened, 911 was a spiritual attack. It was the spirit of Islam attacking the free world.Wanting to make the whole world Muslim.
911这个恐怖的活动，实际上是在属灵的眼睛里面是对神国度的宣战。他们要统治让整个的世界被伊斯兰教所统治。
What is actually happening in Afghanistan right now is the spirit of Islam that has attacked these Korean missionaries.
这个23名南朝鲜的基督徒被绑架这件事件实际上就是这个属灵的这个恶者就在这样攻击神的国度。
We need to pray for our brothers and sisters to be set free and to have strength, but we need to pray for the Taliban to be set free from the captivity of Satan.
我们需要为这南朝鲜的弟兄姐妹祷告，祷告神能够解救他们。但是我们也要为塔利班人的灵魂得救祷告。
We look back at the Great Commission that says, "Go and make disciples."
当我们看到圣经，神的这个大使命说，去使万民做我的门徒。
A simple command.
非常简单的一个命令。
But why do we do this? What propels us to go do this?
是什么？那我们怎么能够去完成这个大使命呢？是什么能够让激发我们去完成神的大使命呢？
We go back to the other scripture that we read where it says, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, with all of your strength.
我们现在要回到神对我们的大诫命中，因为神说你要用心、用力去爱你的神。
This is the only reason to go into missions is to love the Lord our God.
所以神如果呼召你到宣教工厂，那我们就要用心，是这个用爱，爱是从神那里来的爱。
And he says, the second is like unto this, love your neighbor as yourself.
他说爱神，然后要爱你的邻居，像爱你自己。
It doesn't matter where we live, Muslims in Afghanistan, in Boston, They are our neighbors, and we need to love them.
也许我们在我们的当中邻居没有穆斯林人，但是阿富汗人在世界各地的穆斯林，他们就是我们属灵的邻居。
My heart breaks for them. I cry for them because I know Jesus died for them.
在我的心中，神给我一个对穆斯林爱穆斯林的心，我经常为他们流泣哭泣，向神呼叫，因为我知道神爱他们。
Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. These are the two reasons to go. This is the great commission and action.
爱神爱你的邻居，这就是唯一的方法，能够去到宣教工厂去传福音。
I think of the vision or picture that I saw of all the people saying, "No one told me about Jesus."
我再次想到当初神给我的这样的一个图画，就是人们都在摇头说，没有人告诉我神爱我们，耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
I pray that would also capture your heart, that you would understand that if you don't tell them, no one else will tell them.
我这样的祷告就是我们大家都要有这样一颗爱穆斯林的心，让我们能够意识到，如果我们不去，他们就会过来，这是神的大使命，神的呼召。
I was traveling with an Afghan Muslim in Afghanistan, and we were listening to Christian music in their language.
我们在阿富汗的时候，我们听到阿富汗人用他们自己的Dari 来这个语言来赞美神，他们叫耶稣叫伊萨。
He listened to the music every day for weeks, and he said, "I really like this music. It lifts up my spirits."
That brother, 这个弟兄，他听着这个阿富汗人唱的这个赞美神的歌曲，他每天都在听，他感受到神的灵在靠着这个音乐在。
The man with me explained the gospel to him, and he said, "You have to quit sitting on the fence. You have to follow Jesus."
Who is that? The guy with me told him the gospel.
那位弟兄向他宣讲福音的那位弟兄跟他说，你要放弃
sit on the fence. You have to make a decision.
你不能够说一直听这个音乐，神把他的这个灵提升，你一定要在神的面前要决志信主。
But he didn't want to make a decision then. And as we were driving through town, almost every street corner we came to, the policeman stopped him and threatened to put him in jail.
但是他就是没有这样子觉知，所以当我们在喀布尔这样子行车的时候，有很多的警察要抓他。
Why?
They just want to throw him in jail because they're just got away there. It's an awful country to live in.
Because what?
Because it's just a horrible place.
But the police, they are going to catch them?
No. So,We told him, we said, make a decision, let Jesus go ahead of you. And sometime later that day, he made a decision to follow Jesus.
然后他就说是，然后这位弟兄就跟他说，你要决志信主，耶稣会走在你的前面。然后他决志信主。
And he said, since I decided to follow Jesus, the policeman never stopped me anymore.
他说，然后他做见证说，自从我信靠耶稣之后，这个警察就从来没有把我的车停下来抓我。
And then he said, "Come to our village. We have a man chained to a bed because he has a demon, and we don't know what to do with him."
Chained to the bed. Okay. 他说到我们的这个村庄来吧，我们有一位一位男子，他生病在床上。他被那个疾病的魔鬼所缠绕，所捆绑。
So we go and we just do what Jesus said. We preach the kingdom of God. And we tell them about Jesus. And we cast out demons. We do it. And they believe.
这就是我们奉靠神，从神那里来的圣灵的能力，去向他们宣讲福音，使那个受捆绑的得释放，使得病的得医治，生病的得医治。
But that's an unusual story. Usually to win a Muslim to the Lord, it takes years, and they want to know that you love them.
这个好像是比较快了点，这位穆斯林信主。一般的话，一位穆斯林，如果你一直跟他传福音，可能要花很多年，因为他们不听你所说的，他们要看到你怎么样把基督的爱活出来。
So there's many Muslims that I meet with, even in San Diego, that I've met with for 6-7 years, and they know I'm a Christian, and they ask me to come to the hospital and help them, and they ask me to go to the jail and find where their son is. They ask me, a Christian pastor, not their Muslim teacher.
神给我了在圣地亚哥有很多的穆斯林的这个穆斯林的朋友，阿富汗朋友，然后我跟他们交朋友有6-7年了，然后他们把我称为是他们唯一的美国朋友。当他们的孩子在监狱里面的时候，他们会打电话给我，他们的孩子生病在医院的时候，他们会打电话给我，他们没有打电话给他们的穆斯林朋友，他们打电话给我一个基督徒的牧师。
I have Afghan friends in San Diego that have lived in America for 20 years and no one has ever told them about Jesus. No one has prayed for them until I did 2, 3, 5 years ago. And they say to me, you're my only American friend.
我有一位阿富汗朋友，他在美国已经住了20年了。他住了20年，就是直到我跟他传福音，跟他为他祷告之前，没有任何的基督徒向他传福音，为他祷告。
It's all about love. We have to love them. We can hate the spirit of Islam, but we love the people.
这都是基督的爱。我们可以恨那个恶者，真正的敌人，但是我们要爱这些被捆绑的，被穆斯林伊斯兰教所捆绑的人。
I had dinner with an old woman yesterday whose husband was martyred in Afghanistan, and she still goes there to tell them about Jesus.
我们在这次会议当中认识了一位德高望重的宣教士，他80几岁。她的丈夫在阿富汗去世，他们曾经是宣教士，她仍然是一心为着阿富汗祷告，为他们的灵魂得救祷告。
In 1 Corinthians 2 it says, Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him.
Where is it?
1 Corinthians 2:9.
你们大家可不可以 Corinthian 欧华可不可以念一段，念一下 First Corinthian、
I never dreamed God had prepared for me to go to Afghanistan.
在这边是、First、oh, OK哥林多前书第二章第九节Chapter 2 verse 9 okay. 如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。我从来没有想到神会呼召我到阿富汗去宣教。
My question to you is, what has God prepared for you?
我在这里想问大家的是，你们大家有没有问神 神要你们在这个向穆斯林宣教的事工当中做什么？
Do you know? Have you asked the Lord God what He has prepared for you to do?
你知道吗？你有没有问神，神的旨意是什么？
He says, Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither have entered to the heart of man the things that God has prepared for you.Whatever God has prepared for you is going to be the one thing in your life that is going to fill your heart with joy.
当你放下你自己向神祈求神的旨意在你生命当中的时候，当神把他这个爱宣教的心放在你的心里面的时候，那你的心会充满了喜乐。
I never dreamed when I was on a ranch that I would travel around the world and that I'd have a fire in me to tell Jesus, the name of Jesus to Muslims.
当我在牧场工作的时候，我从来没有想到过有一天我会为耶稣的名在世界各地传扬他的名。
And God gives me favor with them. They like me.
并且神呼召了我以后，神也给我很多的恩典，他教导我，启示我怎样去爱他们。这些穆斯林朋友都非常的爱我，虽然他们还是穆斯林。
Now, as we were preparing for this message, I kept asking the Lord, what do I talk about? I can talk about Muslims. What do you want me to talk about, Father?
当我知道我要在这边宣讲信息的时候，我问神说，神啊，你告诉我，我要讲的是关于宣教，对穆斯林的宣教，神啊，你要让我说什么？
He said, it's not about me.
他说，这个不是关乎我，不关乎我自己。
But it's about him and his love.
这是关乎耶稣基督，关乎他的国度，神的国度。
His love for you and His love for the rest of the world.
是关乎他对你的爱，还有他对这全世界每个人的爱。
And so then He took me to the great commandments, to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor.
然后他向我写明这个大诫命里面的这个爱，把他的爱充满我。
It's all about love, brothers and sisters. Love is the greatest spiritual weapon.
弟兄姐妹们，这都是关乎基督的爱。基督的爱是最大的属灵的武器。
And then the deacons said, God bless them. They're such wonderful men, your leadership. They asked me,What is the title of your message?
感谢主，叶斌弟兄跟我联系的时候，你们要感谢神给你们这么好的弟兄来侍奉神。他问我说，你的这个讲道的题目是什么？
And I didn't know what the title was.
那个时候我不知道。
And I talked to my wife about it, and we prayed, and we felt like the Lord, the title of the message was to enlarge your tents.
然后我跟我的妻子讲，然后我们一起祷告，然后我们神告诉我们说，这个题目应该是扩张你的帐幕。
Would you read that? Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第五十四章。第二节，我们大家一起来念好不好？要扩张你帐幕之地，扩张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的撅子。
I believe the Lord is calling us to enlarge our tents and to love our neighbors.
我相信神是在呼召我们要扩张我们的帐幕，要爱穆斯林。
He's promised us the nations in Psalms 2, verse 8. He says, ask of me and I'll give you the nations.
在诗篇第二章第二章第八节说，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
Let's ask him for the nations. Let's ask him for these Muslims that are bombing our buildings, that are killing each other. Let's ask him to set those captives free. Let's ask him. We can say, I don't love them. But let's ask him to help us love them.
让我们一起到神的面前来，向神求这些穆斯林的国家，向神求这些把这些人的灵魂得救的这个负担交给我们，让我们这些心里面曾经不爱穆斯林、对穆斯林漠不关心的人，能够向神求说，把他爱穆斯林的心给我们。
The one question Muslims ask me is why don't we commit ourselves to follow Christ? They ask me that.
有一个问题，穆斯林的朋友喜欢问我说，
Why don't we commit to follow Christ?
为什么你要把你的生命交给神来跟随神，跟随基督？
If we followed Christ, they would follow us as we follow Christ. We need to love our neighbors.
我们
What is that? I'm sorry. Yeah? What is that? We love
our neighbors.
Yeah, 我们信靠神是因为他爱我们，他拣选了我们，我们也要将神的爱，神对他们的拣选告诉穆斯林的这些朋友们。在这里我先生他要让我唱首歌，因为他的喉咙实在不是很好他好像有点五音不全，他想唱唱的一首歌是英文的名字叫我也不知道这个名字叫什么，我就唱一把，然后我翻译成中文。 If you think大家可以把头低下来，带着祷告的心能够听这首歌。 If you think I will go, If you say wait, I will wait, If you say step into the water, And if things can be done, I will fix my eyes on you.这首歌的歌意就是说，神啊，如果你说去我就去，如果你说等着我就等着，如果你说把你的脚踏入水中，有人跟我说这是不可能的，我要把我的眼睛定睛在神上，我要跟随你。感谢主。
Our Korean brothers and sisters that are held captive now, and two of them are already dead for Jesus. In His presence, they said, Yes, Lord, send me.
就是因为他们神把爱放在基督这些南朝鲜的弟兄姐妹的心中，所以他们对神说，是的，我去。现在他们在阿富汗被捆绑，被恶者捆绑。这也告诉我们说，跟随主去宣教要付上十字架上的代价。
I know of three other missionaries that this year died in Turkey and were tortured by young men for talking about Jesus.
我们在加州的教会支持这个土耳其的教会，几个月之前 有三位弟兄为主殉道，他们是被这些伊斯兰的极端分子，都是年轻人，整整折磨了三四个小时，那个手指是一根一根的切断，肠子都流出来，鼻子都切掉，舌头都没有。
The one man had a wife and three children, and they stayed in the small village where her husband and the children's father was martyred.
这位德国的有一位三名殉道者，有一位是从德国到土耳其的宣教士，他和他的妻子还有三个孩子，都是十几岁，他们住在土耳其的一个乡村。
It's so easy to live in America and never count the cost of following Christ.
我们住在美国的弟兄姐妹们是非常的信主是非常容易的，因为我们不用为主付上生命的代价。
The cost of not following is worse than cost.
在宣教工厂。为什么摆上的代价是生命的代价？如果神呼召你说去，你对神说去，等于是说你要到那边去传道，甚至殉道。
The cost to not follow Jesus is more than the cost to follow Him.
这个跟随主的这个代价是巨大的，过于跟随人。
Me and my wife have counted the cost, and we want when we go to meet the Lord to hear the words, "Well done."
What is that?
Well done.
What is
that? Let me say it again, so she hears me. My wife and I have counted the cost. And when we go to meet Jesus, we want to hear the words from Him, "Well done."
在我和我的妻子做决定去宣教，到阿富汗宣教的时候，我们所期待的，就是在到神的面前的时候，神对我们说，你完成了我交给你的工作。
I don't know how much time I have left, if I've gone too long or if I'm too short, I don't know. But I just want each one of you to search your heart. And if you don't love Muslims, to ask our living God to give you a love for the lost.
我不知道我这个信息是不是是长还是短。但是我但愿我的信息能够让你知道，如果你现在还不爱，没有这颗心爱穆斯林的心，你可以诚实的到神的面前来，放下你自己，求神把这个爱穆斯林的心放在你的心中。
Whatever he says, do it. The obedience I heard from a Korean.The key to success is to pray and obey.
不管神说什么，遵行神的旨意，顺服跟从。就像一位南朝鲜的弟兄说的，唯一的办法就是
The key is what?
Pray and obey.
祷告，然后顺服。
I don't know if we have time. I think my wife would like to show a little video, 6-minute video on China. If we have time, if we don't, that's.
谢谢大家啊！接下来我的妻子要向大家啊放一段这个 DVD， 是关于 Back to Jerusalem， 返回耶路撒冷的一个 DVD， 只有6分钟。这是关乎中国教会、中国的地下教会怎样响应。神对他们的呼召，向各地去传福音。
But while setting that up, I would like us to stand up and lift our hands to heaven and ask God to set these Korean captives free, who are really free, and to set the Taliban, their captors, free from their death, which is spiritual death. So can we just stand up and lift our hands to heaven and ask God for mercy for our Korean brothers and sisters, and mercy for those that are holding them captive. Lift your voices to heaven. Let's all cry aloud. Let's cry aloud like I've seen people pray out to God in China and how the Koreans do. Let's call out aloud, Jesus, save them.
在我们放这个 DVD 之前，让我们大家都站起来，将我们的手举起来，双手举起来，我们向神说：神啊，解救这些南朝鲜的弟兄姐妹们，解救这些塔利班人啊，穆斯林被穆斯林所捆绑的。
Set the Muslim captives free from their spiritual death. Set them free, Jesus. We ask for your mercy on Afghanistan. We ask for your mercy on the Koreans. We ask for your mercy, God.
我们每个人都大声地向神呼叫说神啊愿你的国度降临在阿富汗愿你的国度降临在伊朗降临在伊拉克降临在塔吉克斯坦愿你的国度降临在穆斯林的世界里面
Lord we know your ways are not our ways but we ask for their lives Lord we ask for their life that you would spare them Jesus that Peter would be not
Amen.
Okay let's prayDear Lord, we, everybody, we lift our voice, lift our hand, and, 让我们大家都把手举起来，然后让我们大家都放声到神的面前，向神呼叫，就像中国的地下教会的弟兄姊妹们，就像南朝鲜的弟兄姊妹们，向神呼叫，求神的国降临，求神的旨意是在本地向穆斯林宣教，是到中国的西部向穆斯林宣教，是向佛教国家宣教，还是向印度教国家宣教，还是到丝绸之路的、所有的穆斯林国家宣教叫主啊求神你对我们说话主啊我们要寻求你的面我们要寻求你的旨意因为这都是关乎你的天国我们是天国的子民我们生活在地上可是我们生、关乎的是关心的是天国的事情主阿爸天父求神你怜悯饶恕加恩典主阿爸天父愿你的灵降临愿你的国成就主阿爸天父在地极差遣我们主差遣我们
thank you,
我们为韩国的弟兄姐妹们祷告主啊为啊为塔利班祷告主阿爸天父求神你祝福他们祝福他们 set them free set them free give them 给他们自由给南朝鲜的弟兄姐妹们那个肉体上的自由给塔利班人啊那个灵里面的自由主阿爸天父求神你把阿富汗那个向阿富汗宣教的心给我们求神你把这个向伊朗宣教的心给我们求神你把向伊拉克宣教的心给我们主阿爸天父我们仰望你主阿爸天父我们放下我们自己我们不再为我们自己而活而是为你而活为你的国度而活主阿爸天父愿这个教会愿这个会众成为一个天国这个以天国为导向的教会和会众主阿爸天父祝福这个教会这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen
Amen
请坐
谢谢大家请坐
2000 years ago our Lord Jesus stood on this very hill the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem and he told his disciples to take the gospel into Jerusalem Judea Samaria and to the end